This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Andrew Nichols. Around 100 people turned out at the Missouri Capitol today to salute America's military veterans. From Jefferson City, Marshall Griffin has details.
The crowd was a mix of veterans and civilians who not only heard about the sacrifices of the nation's older vets, but also of younger ones who served in Iraq and Afghanistan. Retired Air Force Colonel John Clark of Columbia said it's crucial for returning soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines to retrain their minds for peace.
It can be done. There are those that can help. You cannot do it yourself. Your mind, tempered in trauma, just won't let you. It will be well worth the struggle. Well worth the struggle.
Clark then told older vets that despite retiring from the military, they have not retired from the task of inspiring younger veterans. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri's minimum wage will increase by 15 cents an hour in January. The Missouri Labor Department has set next year's minimum wage at $7.50 an hour. That's a cost of living increase over the current $7.35 an hour. A 2006 ballot measure approved by Missouri voters required the state's minimum wage to be adjusted annually based on changes in the Consumer Price Index. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry says the wage increase could make it harder for some businesses to employ people. The increase will make Missouri's minimum wage 25 cents higher than the federal minimum wage. The University of Missouri plans to buy into a world-class observatory in Arizona with the goal of doing research it currently isn't able to perform. The university will buy into the WIYN Observatory, which includes a 3.5-meter telescope atop Kitt Peak National Observatory in southern Arizona. The observatory's interim director says the mirror within the Arizona telescope is 75 times larger than the area in a telescope on the MU campus. Missouri will buy into the observatory at a 5% level, meaning it will have 15 dedicated nights of research on the Arizona telescope. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the annual payment will be $130,000, with $50,000 coming from the Physics and Astronomy Department and $80,000 from the University Provost's Office. An assistant Missouri Attorney General has been appointed as a special prosecutor as the state considers whether to retry a Columbia man for the 2001 slaying of a sports editor. Boone County Prosecutor Dan Knight said Friday that he had a conflict of interest in Ryan Ferguson's case. A judge on Friday appointed Assistant Attorney General Susan Barisi to serve as a special prosecutor. Ferguson was convicted of murder and robbery in the slaying of Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor Kent Heitholt. But an appeals court ruled Tuesday that the prosecution wrongly withheld evidence from defense attorneys and said Ferguson did not get a fair trial. For KBIA News, I'm Andrew Nichols.